Okay, tonight's Maral comes from the beginning of Parshas Vayeshev. So the Torah begins, the whole beginning of the Parshas, the story of Yosef. Yosef and his brothers, how he brings an evil report of his brothers to his father, how his father favors him, gives him a special coat, and all that begins to transpire from there, with him ending up, of course, in Mitzrayim after he's sold into slavery. But the opening phrase, Rashi is troubled of the story, because the Parsha begins this story of Yosef with Eile Toldos Yaakov. This is the Toldos would generally be translated as the children, the offspring, the progeny of Yaakov. But then instead of actually listing Yaakov's children, we go into the story of Yosef. Yosef was 17 years old, and he was shepherding his flock. Why do we start this story with that phrase of Eile Toldos Yaakov? Here are the children of Yaakov. So Rashi makes two comments. As far as Pshat, he says, Toldos doesn't always have to mean children. Sometimes it just means the story. This is the story of Yaakov and his family, of how they eventually ended up in Mitzrayim. And if you translate the word Toldos, not in its traditional manner of children, but just as a more broad, general definition of Yishuveyim v'Gilguleyim, this is what happened to them as they made their way through life. So that's how you would translate that phrase. And of course, you would start with Yosef and his journey down to Mitzrayim. And then Rashi quotes a Medrash that the word Toldos is to be translated literally. Here are the children of Yaakov, and there's only one that you need to know, and that is Yosef. Yosef was 17 years old, and Yosef is the primary child of Yaakov. In what way should Yosef be counted as the primary child of Yaakov? So Rashi says a couple of things. Number one, he says, Shekol atzmo sheYaakov lo avad etzo Lavan ela b'Rachel, because the only reason why Yaakov was really working for his uncle Lavan over the past couple of weeks that we've been reading about, it was all for Rachel. That's what he wanted. That was the girl that he wanted to marry. And who was Rachel's first child? Yosef. So that Yosef would hold that position, this is really the goal. This is what everything that Yaakov was working towards was for this son, this Yosef. Secondly, Rashi points out how Yaziv ikunin shel Yosef domelo. The spiritual radiance of Yosef's face was similar to that of Yaakov. When you looked at them, you saw a certain spiritual quality that Yaakov had. And Yosef was the one who most mirrored that particular quality in his father as Yosef. And then Rashi adds, and this is what the Maral comments on, V'chol ma she'iro li Yaakov, iro li Yosef. Whatever happened to Yaakov in life, eventually will happen also to Yosef. In what way does Yosef's actual life mirror the life of his father Yaakov? So Rashi brings two examples. Zenistam v'zenistam. This one was hated by his brother, and this one was hated by his brother. Yaakov had a brother, Esav, who hated him, and Yosef had 11 brothers. And we know at least 10 of them, maybe his younger brother Binyamin, but the 10 older brothers, they also hated him. Says Rashi, Ze achiv mevakesh lahargo. This one's brother tried to kill him. Esav tried to kill Yaakov, which is why he ran away to his uncle Laban in the first place. Ze achiv ba lahargo. And this one's brothers tried to kill him as well. So you see, Yosef lived a parallel life to his father, Yaakov. Both of them had brothers that hated them, and both of them had brothers that tried to kill him. So when you say you want to know the principal child that Yaakov had, Eile told us, Yaakov, you want to know who was that child? Yosef. Yosef had the same spiritual radiance. Yosef was the one that Yaakov worked for, and then Yosef experienced the same things in life, being hated and having brothers who tried to kill him. Says the Maral, that's not by chance to have a brother that hates you, and it's not by chance to have a brother who tries to kill you. There's something that drives a brotherly hatred, something that would drive a brother to try to kill another brother. And they both shared that, Yaakov and Yosef. What was it that they shared that elicited that response from their own brothers or from the world around us? And the Maral introduces a concept which he's introduced before, and it's relevant to us as Jews in the world that we live in today. The Maral says both Yaakov and Yosef had the idea, had the quality of a ma'ala, of a certain spiritual, being exalted in a spiritual way, and being nivdal, and being separate, being distinct. That when you would have a group of people, every once in a while, there's someone amongst that group who distinguishes themselves on a spiritual plane. And when someone is able to distinguish themselves on a spiritual plane as being on a higher, more elevated life, the response of the others who came from the same place, but see that someone has distinguished themselves. We all came from the same area, and now you're on such a higher level that elicits a response of hatred. It elicits that response. Why is it that you're on such a nivdal, such a distinct level than the rest of us? And therefore, says the Maral, Yaakov, who came literally from the same womb at the same time as his brother Esav, but yet exalts himself in such a spiritual way, his brother Esav couldn't tolerate that. His brother Esav was nista, hated him, and was but lehargo. And Yosef too, Yosef has this Mila. Yosef has the same spiritual DNA, inherited that from his father, Yaakov. And because he was Nivdal, and he had a Ma'ala Elokis, the Maral says, he had a godly level that was exalted above the rest of his brothers. His brothers hated that. And his brothers, Yosef's own brothers, were Ba Lehargo. And the Maral brings this as an example in many other places in his writings. He says, this is the reality of Klal Yisrael, the same way as Yaakov had it with his brother, Yosef had it with his brothers, the Jewish people of a nation, as a nation, have that amongst the nations of the world. Seemingly all coming from the same place, yet on a spiritual plane, being nivdal, being separate, being distinct, being exalted on a spiritual level, that is our mission. And when one group is spiritually distinct, it elicits a response of hatred, and it elicits a response of but lohargo, of just trying to destroy that which is different, which is exalted on a spiritual plane, which is the Maral writes, and we've seen historically. People ask the question, like, what did the Jew do? Why? So when we're really doing what we need to be doing, which is becoming exalted on a spiritual level, living a more spiritual life, living a more sanctified life, bisfilzet mivakshim lohargo. That's why. And Yosef had it, Yaakov had it, and even from within their own families, they had that, they elicited that response. And we've seen that response throughout all of world history. That's the Maral's understanding of what Rashi quotes. When the Torah opens, Ela told us Yaakov, here are the children of Yaakov, and then it just lists Yosef, because Yosef had those same qualities that Yaakov did in terms of the spiritual radiance of his face and in experiencing the same things in his life as Yaakov did.